I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia DNR wants to hear from you with regard to their game and fish regulation proposals for the upcoming seasons. We'll talk more about those sportsmen's sectional meetings in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Every March, the DNR seeks input on their proposed season dates, bag limits, and administrative changes they have offered to the Natural Resources Commission for consideration. Paul Johansson, Chief of Game Management at DNR, says he looks forward to hearing from the agency's constituency at these gatherings.
I view the sectional meetings as our primary opportunity to interact with the public, in a pretty official capacity.
Although they are required by state law to stage these meetings, Johansson says they're also an opportunity to feel the pulse of what West Virginia sportsmen want to see in game and fish management.
I do very much encourage folks to come out. If they've got an interest in our programs, if they're a hunter or they're an angler or they just are interested in wildlife and they want to come out and meet with some of our staff, whether that's on the wildlife side or the law enforcement side, I strongly encourage them to take the time to come out and visit with us. We consider it very important.
There are a dozen of these meetings around the state in various locations next Monday and Tuesday. And Johansson says whatever proposals are made are open for comment, criticism, or compliment. And all of that is extremely important to the Natural Resources Commission, and they take it all into consideration before they sign off on any proposals.
That's a key role of the Natural Resources Commission. They certainly listen to what we have to say in terms of our proposed regulations, but they definitely want to hear the reaction of the public to those regulations. And I can tell you without question, our commissioners take public comment very seriously, and they consider it a key part of their decision-making process.
And if you can't make it to one of those, you can also submit written comments on the proposals from the DNR, and those will be taken into consideration as well. The meetings, while formal, are very informal in how they're set up. They run from 6 to 8 each evening, and representatives of all sections of the DNR are on hand at each to field questions or offer explanations for the proposals, including game, fisheries, and law enforcement. Johansson says the informal style allows more one-on-one communication and less of a lecture. He hopes everybody will show up, and you can find a list of the locations of those meetings on the DNR's website, www.wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.